香港就是啟德 1, 咁而家係啟德 2, 咁就下一個都係啟德 related 嘅，就有關啟德嘅 development 裏面有一個 district cooling system， 因為佢亦都關係到香港嘅發展啦。咁我哋機電工程處李生同埋林生同埋佢哋嘅 consultant OV Europe 咧，就會同大家報告一下有關呢個啟德 district cooling system 嘅project。
多謝，
歡迎各位。
多謝主席，或者我想請阿林生向大家介紹一下嗰個簡報先啦。
係，主席，各位委員，咁就而家我開始或者講啦，就係我哋嗰個 district cooling system 響啟德 development 嗰個情況，同埋關於嗰個 underground plant room， 即係響地底嗰個供冷站同埋嗰個機房咧，一啲係設施喺嗰、那個即係地面上面嘅設施嘅。咁呢個就係、見到就係呢個我哋兩個目的啦，即係響呢次大會我哋brief 大家關於係呢個啟德供冷系統嘅 project， 同埋一啲係地底泵房嘅設施。咁就啱啱大家都可能都知道，就係今年嘅施政報告咧，係政府係計劃去實施呢、這個啟德響啟德發展區一個係區域供冷系統。咁、那個目的咧就主要就係提升嗰個能源效益，同埋即係減少嗰個用電，即係消耗，咁從而咧就減低嗰個二氧化碳嘅排放嘅。咁有啲咩好處咧？即係響啟德呢、這個發展呢個區域供冷系統咧，咁主要咧就係佢嘅慳電嘅方面咧，慳能嘅方面咧，就同傳統嘅氣冷式空調系統，同埋嗰個水塔，即係水冷式空調系統嚟比較嘅話咧，就分別可以慳到咧就係高達即係35% 同埋20% 嘅。咁從而即係喺個電費嗰即係電力個消耗度咧，係慳翻即係85 million 即係個 kilowatt hour， 即係85 million kilowatt hour， 咁而即係減低嗰個二氧化碳嘅排放咧，每年咧可以係減低即係59,500吨嘅二氧化碳嘅排放。咁或者係講講基本上一啲概念性，或者係究竟係區域供冷系統係點樣樣嘅運作嘅咧？咁可能有啲大家有啲成員可能未必好清楚，或者喺度再講一講。大概是怎樣樣的運作情況來的。基本上這個區域供冷系統呢，是主要是有一個即是所謂中央的製冷的個機組。咁、啊、呢佢就響即譬如因為我哋近住個海即是海旁啦，咁變咗係用海水呢做一個冷卻的作用。咁呢咁而製造嗰啲冷水呢就會經過啲管道帶至每一個樓宇嗰度，咁喺每個樓宇嗰度咧，係有所謂一個即係熱交換器。咁經過呢個熱交換器咧，就將嗰個冷凍量咧，就係、是、交俾傳送去俾每一個樓宇嗰度。而樓宇咧自己本身有一套系統咧，就將呢個冷量咧，就係帶俾佢哋自己樓面上面嘅風櫃房啦，或者係嗰、那個即係嗰啲機嗰啲air terminal。即係嗰啲風機咁樣，咁就從而咧就係提供冷氣俾嗰啲用户嗰度嘅，咁呢個基本上就係嗰、那個供冷系統中央區域供冷系統嘅即係結構嗰個系統圖。咁響我哋呢、這個這個 project 咧，基本上就係分三期去進行嘅。 咁係主要係配合咧啟德發展區嗰、那個即係嗰個發展嗰個時間表。咁而我哋第一期嘅工程咧係打算喺2010年初就開始嘅。咁而預計就係響2012年尾咧就完成第一個階段。咁從而咧響2013年就開始第一期嘅運作，即係提供冷水服務。咁大家會睇到咁樣呢個layout plan 呢個藍呢個藍圖嗰度咧，咁基本上黃色嘅地方啊，就係、是、一啲係有需要冷氣或者係空調服務嘅地方嚟嘅啊。咁而整個嗰、那個區域供冷系統咧，係由兩個供冷站嚟提供係冷凍水嘅。咁喺北面嗰度咧，就有個北面嘅即係。Northern Chile Plant 就北面嘅供冷站，而喺南面咧，亦都相對應咗一個係南面嘅供冷站，係負責南面嗰啲區域嗰啲空調嘅要求嘅。咁而喺南面嗰度咧，亦都有一個所謂嗰、那個一個泵房，咁負責係抽取咧海水咧做冷卻嘅作用。為咗慳嗰啲地方嘅緣故咧，我哋喺南面同埋南面嗰、那個。泵房咧，同埋嗰個chiller plant 基本上係喺地底嘅，啊，咁而喺抽海水嗰、那個地方咧，會有一個intake 入口位，海水嘅入口位。咁而另外咧，喺右邊咧係亦有一個係所謂 outfall 就是出，即、就、係、是、海水嘅出水位。咁呢個就係俾南邊嗰、那個嗰、那個供冷站嗰、那個。嗰、那個即係海水嗰個冷卻作用，而另一邊有一個出水位，海水出水位就俾北面嘅供冷站咧就排放嗰、那個海水嘅。咁頭先講就係響嗰個供冷站嗰、那個有兩個南邊同埋北面嗰個供冷站啦，而南邊嗰個供冷站咧就係主要響地底嘅。咁響地底嗰度咧，佢就係。喺一個松咧，有個地區就係 open space 嘅地底下邊嘅，咁就係變咗就係、是、盡量即係慳翻啲地方，就唔會影響到其他需要即係、就是、用嚟做其他用途嘅地方啦。咁而整個啟德嗰個供冷系統咧，係用一啲即係地底嘅所謂冷凍水喉，就係、是、一個網絡。咁就分送到咧每一個地區嘅樓宇啊嘅作為冷氣之用嘅。咁而喺海水咧，亦海水嗰個喉管方面咧，亦都係相對應有即係有個輸送啦，同埋排放嘅喉管啊。咁或者睇睇南邊嗰個咧，即係我哋較為即係比較複雜少少。南邊嗰、那個地底供嗰、那個供冷站同埋個地底嗰個泵房咧，咁大概約莫嗰個位置咧就喺南面個跑道嗰度，咁咧就只不過佢係藏喺個地底嗰度啫。咁呢、這個上邊咧係一個 open space， 咁變咗咧我哋係減低咗咧就係上面 open space 嗰、那個即係嗰個影響嘅。咁上面 open space 仍然係用翻佢哋即係嗰個用途啦，即、就、係、是、作為即係俾市民一個 public enjoyment 啦，啊，咁而打橫佢睇嘅話咧，就係、是、兩個地底嘅一個泵房，一個就係嗰、那個供冷站咧，就係、是、分別大概兩層到啦，啊，兩層到嘅樓面，咁咧就喺個地底嗰度，咁就變咗係從而咧就避免咗同上面嗰個 open space 咧。係佔用上面嘅嗰個地方嘅，咁大致上啦，或者就睇睇呢個圖咧，就係、是、或者介紹一下，咁啊，因為本身咧就係佢喺呢個跑道南邊嗰度咧，咁大概約莫我哋頭先睇到就係喺呢個位置咁上下，就喺個藏喺地底個underground嘅嗰個泵房同埋個供冷站。咁當然係有少少係需要咧，就係嗰啲設施啊，所謂一啲運作嘅設施，譬如佢係需要即係工作人員即係進入嗰個地底嗰、那個泵房或者係供冷站做一啲操作維修嘅工作啦，同埋亦都係一啲係需要本身或者消防嘅設備方面咧，需要一啲排氣口 咁符合以符合消防嘅條例嘅，咁亦都係需要一啲通風嘅出口咧、出入口咧，係俾下邊嗰個地底泵房或者係嗰、那個供冷站嗰度咧嗰個運作之用嘅。咁一間我會再詳細少少介紹啊。咁亦都有一個所謂嗰啲出入口咧，就係、是、需要透過一啲出入口咧，就係、是、放置嗰啲將啲機器咧係運落下邊地下嘅。咁呢叫做整體一啲設施喺嗰、那個路面，即係或者嗰個地面上面，咁係會你見到大家會見到咧，會係喺一個所謂一個跑道，即係温威個玻璃華左右一啲位置咧，就需要設置一啲咁嘅設施嘅。咁我哋喺考慮到呢啲咁嘅必須嘅設施嘅設立嘅時候咧，我哋即係有一啲基本嘅原則，就係、是、佢一定咧就係無可避免嘅，就要為咗符合一個安全同埋操作維修嘅需要嘅。咁另外一個考慮咧，當然就考慮到上邊咧係同周圍環境咧，即係我哋唔能夠話自己獨自嚟去即係話設計，我一定要考慮埋點樣配合周圍環境嘅情況，要點樣同周圍環境去融合嘅。咁所以喺個融合嗰、那個即係個設計個原則方面咧，我哋就盡量係減低對周圍環境一啲即係視覺上嘅影響啦，同埋將所需要嘅數目嗰啲設施嘅數目咧係減到最低嘅，係以基於需要嚟去做嗰個準則，同埋喺嗰個嗰啲設施本身嗰啲高度咧，為咗避免即係同影響即係個視覺方面咧，係盡量減係降到最低嘅嗰個高度。咁同時咧就係為咗即係避免即係阻礙即係公眾嗰個 public enjoyment 咧，我哋將嗰個位置嗰啲設施嘅位置咧，盡量嘅擺喺咧即係溫尼波利華嗰個兩旁咁從而咧就避免咧即係阻礙中間嗰啲嗰個位置嘅。咁例如咧第一類咧就係嗰、那個嗰所謂 ventilation outlet， 即係出風口位咧。咁當然即係嗰個係一啲基於嗰個運作嘅需要，就一定要設立一啲出風口位嘅，俾佢透氣。咁呢啲出風口位咧，盡量係減到係嗰個高度係減低，同時喺嗰個周喺個上邊咧，或者周圍嘅位置咧，我哋做一啲係一啲 greening， 即係綠化嘅 feature， 咁從而咧就係同周圍嘅環境嚟去配合嘅。咁而家呢啲設施咧，或者呢啲公仔咧，係一啲純粹一啲示意圖啫，即係俾大家有一個概念，一啲我哋將來咧會係點樣去達到我哋頭先嗰個目的嘅。咁第二類咧就係一啲所謂 delivery hatch， 就係一啲 opening 嗰啲生口位咧，就需要咧運送一啲我哋嗰啲一啲機器可能需要維修啊，咁樣咧就運落下邊地底嘅。咁基本上呢啲咁嘅 hatches 咧係同地面係平嘅。咁將來我哋會考慮咧，響同周圍環境融合嘅情況下咧，係點樣將佢美化啦嚇，同點樣去使可以亦都可以作一啲綠化嘅設施啦。咁同而家同周圍環境咧就更加融合嘅。咁另外咧就係、是、比較緊要啲，就係點樣即係俾工作人員可以落去下面地底嘅泵房啊，嗰、那個供冷站去做維修啊，或者係操作之嗰個目的咧。咁我哋設計一啲所謂 access 嚇，即係入口位。咁入口位咧就基本上我哋係點樣係考慮同周圍嘅環境去配合，同埋咧就係點解大家就唔係好覺佢係一個入口位嘅？咁正如喺呢個圖所示咧。如果就咁睇咧，大家就唔知佢係喺一個入口嘅位置嘅。咁佢呢個設計咧，亦個款式亦都係好同周圍嘅環境去配合。咁所以我覺得呢個係一個可以考慮嘅一個即係設施咧，就係嗰個設計方面咧係點樣去採用。咁另一類咧就係無可避免有可能有一個嘅個所謂個入口位咧，就需要將同一啲消防嘅一啲要求嘅設備一啲即係一啲water 一啲其他啲 facility 要配合。咁喺呢個咁嘅入口位咧，我哋將所有有關嗰啲需要一啲設施咧，就係擺埋一齊。咁譬如大家可能會見到有一個係所謂煙通嘅一個嗰啲排放 口，呢、這個係咩咧？呢、這個就係一個 generator， 即係個發電機。消防因應嘅消防嘅要求咧，我哋需要設置一個發電機喺下邊嗰個泵嗰、那個地底嗰個機房嗰度。咁佢呢個發電機係需要一個即係所謂 exhaust 嘅批一啲排啲排一個排氣管。咁如果排氣管咧，就因應即係發電機，其實就唔係話經常會運作嘅。係咩時間需要運作咧？就係、是、響需要測試嘅時候咧，嗰、那個發電機我哋先至需要運作，就係、是、每個月一次咁上下。咁當然如果有真係有火警嘅時候咧，亦都係需要運作嗰個發電機嘅。喺呢咁嘅情況之下咧，就呢、這個所謂排氣嘅煙通咧，先至會升上嚟，啊，先至會運作。平時咧就唔會升上嚟，就會睇唔到嘅，啊，完全係藏咗喺呢一個access 嘅入邊嘅。咁所以咧就喺平時唔需要運作的時候咧，就唔會有見到煙通噶啦。咁當然喺需要運作的時候咧，就因為真係有咁嘅需要咧，先至係需要一個排放嘅氣管就俾發電機去運作嘅。咁我哋即係個設計方面咧，係考慮到所有可以唔需要見到咁嘅設施嘅情況下咧，嚟做個設計嘅。啊，咁基本上如果係將嗰啲頭先講嗰啲所謂地面嘅設施咧，我哋設計嗰方面同埋擺嘅位置方面咧，就盡量係隱蔽嘅，啊，就會擺響嗰、那個中間嗰個溫尼嘅玻璃華嘅兩旁，就唔會擺喺中間嘅，咁就俾中間咧就個地方咧就俾即係所謂俾 public 做 enjoyment 啦，咁而變咗就將嗰個影響就減到最低嘅，咁所以如果到將來嚇，即係有個即係起完之後咧，會唔係好覺我哋嗰啲設施喺邊度嘅啊？咁當然，如果係再睇真啲，喺某一啲位置啦，某一啲位置可能有啲 access 啊，或者啲 outlet 咁樣變咗，就盡量將嗰個我哋同嗰個周圍嘅環境融合，而唔會覺得我哋有呢啲設施咧，係會阻礙到大眾嗰、那個即係 enjoy 呢個地方嘅。咁喺我哋即係設計呢啲咁嘅設施嘅時候咧，其實我哋考慮到個時間性。咁我因為我哋嗰個 project 會係較早期嘅時間咧，就開始第一期嘅運作嚇。我哋2012年尾就開始起到第一期，就要運作呢個咁嘅即係地底嘅泵房啊，同埋嗰個供冷站。咁喺嗰陣時咧，即係2012年尾，其實我哋要起好頭先有關嗰個地面嘅設施噶啦。咁有可能咧，喺嗰陣時間咧，其他即係嗰上面嗰個 open space 咧，可能都仲未發展嘅，可能咧就係仲要稍後時間咧，先有其他部門咧就入去即係做設計啊，做發展。咁喺咁嘅階段時下咧，我哋就會考慮到有兩個階段啦嘅情況，就係喺嗰個 open space 仲未有其他 development 嘅情況之下嗰個階段，同埋咧第二個就係、是。響其他 open space 咧開始發展同埋起好咗 open space 之後嘅情況咧，我哋嗰啲設施係點樣同佢哋配合啊？咁基本上係兩個階段。咁前期咧階段咧就因為冇其他響嗰個 open space 上邊有其他發展啦，咁其他咁嘅情況就基本上就得我哋嗰啲設施響嗰個地面上邊嘅啫。咁響呢段期間咧，亦都係。應該冇其他公眾人士咧會去入到嗰個位置，因為都未有嗰個 open space 嘅發展，咁變咗基本上咧，我哋所裝嘅嗰個設施咧，基本上都影響唔到嗰個大眾嘅，響呢個階段。咁跟住之後，開始啦，開始個 open space 有其他部門啦，開始發展上面 open space 嗰啲設施啊嘅情況之下咧，咁我哋即係響呢個情況之下，其實我哋嗰啲設施咧。就已經是運作緊㗎喇。咁我哋考慮到呢個情況呢，我哋會喺我哋設計我哋嗰個設施嘅時候呢，喺早期設計嘅時候，我哋會同有關嘅部門呢係聯絡，係點樣呢，係早啲同佢哋即係所謂即係聯絡好，即係我哋嘅位置會喺邊度呀，佢等有關嘅部門呢都知道我哋嗰個大概嘅位置，嗰、那個設施嘅位置喺、那個情況係點樣嘅。咁而從而呢能夠早啲有個溝通同佢哋，咁就能夠可以達到一個比較即係更加同周圍環境有融合， 同埋同佢哋將來可能會設計嘅可能嘅園景設施啊，或者其他設施嘅時候，就更加大家有一個默契同埋嗰個溝通，咁所以從而咧使到同周圍嘅環境咧，即係大家即係已經係可以達到即係一個即係融合環境嘅目的。咁所以喺咁嘅情況之下咧，我哋就會關於嗰個位置 location。我哋嗰個樣係點樣嘅？即係我哋嘅設施，咁係同點樣去同將來嗰啲landscape 嘅 feature 去設計，或者同佢哋融合咧？咁我哋會同有關部門，譬如 LCSD 啊、RCSD 啊、CDD 啊、PND 嘅部門咧，就同佢哋有個早啲嘅溝通。咁關於係嗰個將來我哋嗰啲設施個詳細係點樣咧？我哋會同佢哋緊密聯絡嘅。咁另外一方面，我亦都想喺呢趁機會就介紹少少關於我哋頭先講嗰個海水嗰、那個抽入同埋排出嘅地方係點樣，因為呢個咧都同即係嗰個我哋區域冷凍系統嘅運作咧都有啲關係嘅。咁喺呢張圖嗰度咧，大家睇到咧就係、是、我哋個所謂個 seawater intake 嗰個海水嘅入口咧，就一個係個位置。咁另外有兩個所謂出水位咧，嚇咁亦都喺呢個圖嗰度 show 咗出嚟。咁主要就係將即係海港嘅海水抽入去，就以作係冷卻嘅作用啦。咁我哋響設計同埋即係建造呢、這個即係海水出入口嘅時候咧，係亦都考慮到點樣去同周圍嘅環境去融合嘅。咁譬如好似我哋會同而家現時嘅海堤咧齊平嘅，即係唔會話做一啲我哋嗰個出入口咧嗰條管咧就會隔咗出嚟，就太出。或者是怎樣，咁基本上咧就同個海堤齊平，咁變咗盡量將嗰、那個即係同嗰個現時嗰個海堤咧，就嗰、是、個原本個 profile 咧係保持不變嘅。咁大概上就係咁樣啦。譬如好似我哋嗰、那個即係海水個出入口咧，咁呢個純粹一個示意圖嘅啫。呢、這個就咁就都係頭先講就係同個海堤會齊平啦。咁出水位亦都一樣啦，咁呢個亦都係見到咧，即係我哋即係排出去海港嗰度咧，就亦都係響個 C 窩嗰個海堤嗰咧係平嘅，咁變咗就我哋盡量咧就同而家現即係盡量將而家現時嗰個海堤嗰個原貌咧係不變嘅，咁響呢個即係海水出入口呢個建造或者係嗰、那個。嗰、那個情況咧，我哋就會有一個 cassette， 就一個刊登憲報，即係響大概應該十月下旬咁上下啦，就會刊登憲報，就是、關於呢個建造呢個 seawater intake 同埋個 outfall 嘅，響呢個 foreshore and seabed reclamation ordinance 嗰度。咁跟住落嚟咧，就係、是、其實基本上咧，我哋遲啲就會要去嗰、那個 town planning board 咧。就是去攞一個 permission， 因為咧就係、是、南邊嗰個海水泵房同埋嗰個供冷站咧，都係響地底下邊嘅，咁亦都係 under 嗰個 open space。咁響啟德嗰個 outline zone plan 嗰度啦，咁呢兩個即係地底泵房咧，就係、是、當係一個應該當係一個 public utility installation 啦，咁係需要咧去 town planning board 嗰度攞 approval 咁樣嘅。咁我哋咧會稍後咧就會安排去 submission， 去 town planning board 攞呢個 permission 咁樣嘅。咁我嘅講解到呢度為止。咁但係睇大家成員睇下有冇委主席有啲乜嘢係意見發表，唔該。
多謝林生詳盡嘅介紹，同埋對呢個環境配合嗰個重視。咁睇睇我哋嘅 member 就先係，我睇到阿 Nick Elvin 係咪舉過㗎 ？Elvin，and then 阿 Angel 同埋阿 Greg 嗰邊就兩位 ，OK。咁阿 Nick 先嚇。
Chairman， I think my faith in the engineering profession has been restored. I think a very sensitive presentation, and EMSD I think is to be congratulated. But my questions are a big picture questions, if you like. This is a very big project even for Hong Kong. This is big in every sense of the word. My questions really center around industry response. What has been the industry response? I mean, it's one thing to reduce the consumption of electricity, but what is the proposed business model? I mean, are you going to charge people for chilled water? How is all this going to be assessed? Is this plant going to be run by government, or is it going to be outsourced and run by third parties? Because a huge amount will depend on the business model. Technically, it may be the state of the art, but if the business model doesn't stack up and your potential users either reject or object to the way you're charging, you're going to have a major problem. The other concern I would have is about redundancy. I mean, a lot of this plant is going underground. Now, over time, you have to guide us on this, and we have Greg and other experts in the room, but I mean, it seems to me that the potential for redundancy is quite high. And if it is high, how are we going to do replacement? If technology changes, are we committed to go down a certain route and then we can't get out of that direction? And do we end up with something which is white elephants too strong, but we end up with something which perhaps we wish we hadn't done? So I think some philosophical answers would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm. 就因為剛才舉手的委員比較多啦，咁我建議咧就等佢哋講完咗之後咧，你做個綜合回應就可以節省啲時間。好似應該係跟住 Alvin。
Technically it may be the state of the art, but if the business model doesn't stack up and your potential users either reject or object to the way you're charging, you're going to have a major problem. The other concern I would have is about redundancy.I mean, a lot of this plant is going underground. Now, over time, you have to guide us on this, and we have Greg and other experts in the room, but I mean, it seems to me that the potential for redundancy is quite high. And if it is high, how are we going to do a replacement? If technology changes, are we committed to go down a certain route and then we can't get out of that direction? And do we end up with something which is white elephants too strong, but we end up with something which...perhaps we wish we hadn't done. So I think some philosophical answers would be appreciated.
咁啊，阿林生同埋阿李生，就因為剛才舉手嘅委員比較多啦，咁我建議咧就等佢哋講完咗之後咧，你做個綜合回應就可以節省啲時間。好似應該係跟住歐榮。
周主席，咁我首先即係都覺得好欣賞機電署嘅同事，其實都考慮到好周詳，即係盡可能減低對環境的影響，這個我覺得即是值得去欣賞的地方。那我就想用一個即未來使用者的角度呢去提出一些即問題。第一我就想問一下呢，就是這個地點呢，即尤其是那個即出氣口的地點或者機房的地點呢，是不是這個是最適合的地方呢？即整個 runway 來講有沒有其他地方是可以即考慮過？譬如那例子剛才我不知道有沒有聽錯，即有些垃圾轉運站類似的地點，即會不會都一個啲係技術性上面可行嘅咧？咁即我想呢第一個問題。第二咧就關於嗰個外觀嗰度咧，其實我都好欣賞，即你會考慮到一啲綠化之類嗰啲。咁但係唔知道咧，可唔可以考慮用類似一啲即雕塑咁嘅形式咁嘅？即因為你始終壓咗個地方咧，就我作為一個未來使用者都一定用唔到嗰啲地方，但係至少喺觀感上或者喺視覺上邊咧。如果看到這些是好像一些雕塑的，可能都會開心一些啦。第三呢，就是剛才譬如說那個 staircase 即下去那些開關什麼性那些呢，我不知道有沒有機會可以使用一些solar energy 的方式，即是可能你開關那裡可能用很少電的，我不知道足不足夠可以令到即是整些panel在這裡啊，即做這些東西咯。麻煩主席。
好似係跟住係阿 Greg 同埋呢位
嘅，好快啫，謝主席。以前即係做公眾諮詢嘅時候咧，就有提過一個建議咧，就話即係因為啟德這個地方咧係又長又窄咧，咁啊有一條主要嘅道路一路去到嗰個尾端嗰度啦，即係嗰個跑道。所以咧就當時就有講過咧，就話做一條隧道咧，就係叫 utility tunnel 咧。就將所有咩煤氣啊，即係電纜啊，一咩擺曬落去，咁就唔使成日掘來，即係掘來掘去，掘到嗰條路咧，成日不停咁掘啦咁樣。 咁我想知道呢個水管，呢、這個冷水管係咪都係擺嗰條所謂即係管道嘅隧道裏面，因為而家冇咗呢條隧道嘅建嘅即係嘅打算咧咁樣。
Angel, did you raise your hand? Angel, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, certainly a lot of good food for thought in here, and a lot of hard work gone into looking at minimising the impact of the street furniture as it will form the part of. Questions more about the plants themselves and the assumed cooling loads. Clearly, at this point in time, you have no finished buildings or design of buildings, so you're making an assumption about the cooling loads required on Kaitak. And we've got some fairly long-term sort of planning going on here. We're looking at cooling loads as far out as 2022, which very much depends on what we design as buildings. And, of course, if we're going to move towards an eco-city concept and we want to have very much more energy efficient buildings down the line, you know, perhaps some passively cooled buildings in the space as well, how are we mapping out? I mean, what are the assumptions that are going into the design of these plants and equipment? Clearly the size of the plant will be based on assumed loads, and you know, or are you sort of telling us that these plants are designed to be sort of under capacity and that you're going to meet only a percentage of the loads that are going to be out there? It's very difficult from the presentation to know, but again, I'm making a lot of assumptions in making these comments. But clearly it's part of the eco-city drive, and that to be commended. But I'd like to hear really whether or not, and I think this comes back to Nick's point about the sort of the potential white elephant, whether or not these plants are going to be over-designed or going to be of the right size. And of course, you know, will the demand be there for them in 2022? Because whatever we provision now will affect certain areas of the land, which, you know, once it's sort of planned in, it becomes difficult to take out of the mix, and it stops us planning other things. And it's the opportunity value of that space of land as well. Thanks.
Patrick, then Kim.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. 其實呢一個類似嘅議題咧，我哋經常喺Vincent 嗰個 Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 咧，都經常會遇到嘅。咁咧就其實咧就基建署嗰方面咧就佢幾個原則咧，我哋都好歡迎嘅。即係佢提咗幾次話要 blend in with 嗰個 environment。嗰個問題咧就係話點樣去落實呢啲原則咧？我諗咧我哋真係要好小心啦。因為我哋每日面對咧，都係呢啲咁嘅問題嘅。譬如話佢嗰個出風口啊，咁佢有一啲示意啦嚇，即係話有米二高啊，有幾闊啊咁樣咧。咁如果你當你喺一個 open space 裏面嘅時候咧，呢啲咧就變咗咧係一啲好大嘅 constraint 嚟嘅。所以咧就我哋好希望咧就係喺佢哋定一啲呢類咁樣嘅設施嘅時候咧，一定係需要咧有一個好好嘅概念，即係有一個點樣一個 Harbourfront Enhancement 嘅一個 concept 喺裏面，即係咧等日後嘅時候咧，可以咧就唔係話要嗰個 landscape 去同嗰啲設施去就啊，因為而家每日咧都係遇到呢個問題。譬如有一個問題就話，咁究竟佢哋嘅 underground 嘅 plant room 啊、chiller room 啊，佢會預留咗幾多嘅 soil depth 咧？呢啲好比較實際嘅問題，同埋佢個 loading 係點樣咧？將來會唔會掣找住？如果要有啲小山丘啊、小橋流水嘅時候，係做唔到嘅咧？即係而家咧就會日後嘅就會有好多呢啲咁嘅問題會出現啦。咁你希望咧就話咧，其實咧係嗰個建議好簡單嘅啫。我哋好多其他嘅基礎建設嘅部門咧嚟到咧，我哋都會建議佢咧就先將一個咧比較實質啲嘅一個 Harbourfront Enhancement 嘅 proposal 咧連埋一齊，咁咧就我哋真係可以睇到咧。究竟呢啲嘢係咪真係可以同嗰個 environment 係咪 blend in 啊？而家我哋都唔知個 environment 係點，我點樣話佢 blend in 咧？即係就好簡單嘅問題啦。多謝主席。
Kim Bridge，
啊，多謝主席。剩翻落嚟冇乜幾多題目問。第一樣嘢係講緊嗰個maintenance 咧，就其實我睇翻咧，而家你哋規劃咗一套服務整個區嘅。咁而家我想睇下，如果你要 updating 或者係要擴建嘅時候，個空間喺邊度，係有幾多咧？那個位置有幾大咧？咁樣呢第一樣嘢，第二樣嘢就係有冇個 backup facilities？ 如果係 突然間冧咗計嘅時候，咁點算？咁全部係咪要窒息曬？即係自己要再安裝冷氣咧，係嘛？咁呢樣嘢就睇下你哋可唔可以再俾多少少資料。第三樣嘢咧就係、是、嗰、那個係環境滋擾嘅問題，因為你好多排氣口，嗰度會唔會又產生嗰啲啲氣味啊？第一就係啲係啲咩啲風有冇啲浮粒子啦，跟住有冇啲係啲噪音啦，仲有係咪會唔會有啲係啲震？即係會有啲有發電機有泵房啦，嗰啲會唔會係好嘈好震嘅環境咧？做出嚟咁就係即係話阿 Patrick 都講過，就嗰個 design 嗰度，因為你哋要係先入場先嘅。咁你通常咧就係、是、detail design 就係最撈尾先做嘅。咁咧去到場嘅時候係咪調翻轉頭要人嚟就你，定抑或點樣咧？嗰、那個配合點樣咧？比如嗰個係有一個先後嗰個問題咧，就係、是、有我哋睇人成日見到有啲係。所謂嗰個係整合，或者係呢個整體設計嗰個方面，我哋個點樣去攞到最準咧？咁呢樣嘢我哋希望係即係睇下你哋點樣去做部署呢樣嘢。咁另外話即係話阿 Elvin 講到話可唔可以做啲雕塑啊？其實喺Vancouver 嚟講，好或者加拿大嚟講，好多啲燈箱啊、信箱啊，佢都係用嚟做。做一個好artistic 嗰啲咁嘅啲可以換嘅嗰啲咁嘅黐落去嗰啲膠布嘅，咁咧就係一種唔同節份，你可以唔同節日你可以有唔同嗰個另類嘅安排嘅，呢樣又係一個成為一個係可以 part of 嗰個 skip furniture 嘅，咁樣 skip furniture 嘅嚇，咁呢樣嘢或者你哋都可以考慮一下嘅嚇，咁或者我喺今日到呢個位置，唔該曬主席。
好。
Yeah, Chairman, I feel a bit uncomfortable. This is now the second presentation of Kai Tech, and I don't see the final plan. I see a part of Kai Tech, but I have no idea how this fits into the final plan, other than the broad land use plan. So maybe if the department could explain a little bit to me how you work. Do you get approval from CEDD on where to put these things, or do you decide and then tell CEDD where you would put them, or what is the process?Then I have a better understanding. And maybe that the planning department or the bureau could confirm that the visual presented of the runway boulevard is a correct representation. We have a very specific presentation here, and I have no idea. Is that the right width of the boulevard, and are the proportions correct? Chairman, I have no idea whether that is what our final boulevard is going to look like, and it looks a bit wide to me with the drawings of these people in there and the proportions. So those are two specific questions. Process. The other question is about location. Why don't you put it in the park? Why don't you put it under the boulevard? Why not put it a little bit further down and put it in the park? Seems to be kind of like less conflicts or less potential conflicts indicated by Patrick and Kim. Some more practical questions. That thing that goes up and down, the opening thing, why is that not a place that I can sit on?Why does it have to be round so I cannot sit on it? Why can it not be something that people can use? So then you ask them to leave if you want to go inside, but otherwise if something can be used. Now it can never be used. It's a round-shaped obstacle on the street. You say that's not an obstacle, but I think it's an obstacle. I can't use anything with it. I can have my dog pee against it, but nobody else can sit on it or do anything with it unless the director of audit is going to ask you to put billboards on it. I don't know what...you can do with that. So it doesn't seem to me that you're designing really nice street furniture. On the other issue of street furniture, the ventilation shaft, will there be an engine under that that's going to generate noise? Is there going to be a blower? Is there a ventilator? Or is it just a passive kind of like a couple of slats for air to go in and out, but it's no engine? But if there's noise, then I would be interested to know more about that noise. You show us an entrance that has a green wall. Now, I have never seen any facility from your department that has a green wall. But here you promise that you're going to give us a green wall. So can you tell us where you have done a green wall before or whether this is the first green wall you've ever done? And if so, who's going to maintain it? And if it's not you, then which department is going to pay for maintaining that grass on that wall?Because I've never seen anything that you've done with a green wall on it, but maybe I'm just not so familiar with Hong Kong. The other thing is issues about exclusion zones. Because we've seen with the engineering and exits and entrances and so on under the terminal building in Central, under the Central Ferry Pier for the pump houses, that nothing can be done in a certain distance to each entrance. So each manhole and each door is an X amount of square meters of exclusion zone where nothing can be done because there might be an emergency and you have to get access to it. So what are your exclusion zones? What are the areas where nothing else can happen anymore after you put the entrance there or the manhole there or the entrance or the staircase? Because it's not just about the exclusion zones. And then the exclusion zones also then related to your underwater outfalls and intakes. Does that mean I cannot fish on top of that? Because the fish may go inside your intake and then my angling equipment may disappear inside, so that is it excluded there? Is this an exclusion zone? Can I moor a boat there or not? So what are the exclusion zones, not only on top of the land but also under the water? And I think Patrick Lau has asked a question which I think is important. What's the load bearing? If this is going to be a very wide open space, and we've seen that DAB has made a nice proposal for the central promenade in Chung Kwan O, which puts on top of their promenade, which is kind of a similar type of boulevard, lots of water features, pavilions, lots of things are going to drain and generate activities, but they're all going to have a massive amount of weight. We want to make sure that the DAB, when they come with their proposal, is not going to be told by you, sorry, can't be done, because I have it already for my underground pump house. So those would be some of my questions then.
Mason, please.
多謝主席，一個簡單的問題，就是關於那兩個 seawater 的 outfall 呢，就我哋經常都聽到就係話，如果睇得明佢嘅水質嘅流量係可以加快嘅話咧，嗰個水質嗰個改善嘅程序可能都會快啲。咁我就諗一諗呢兩個seawater 嘅 outfall， 而家就向海呢邊，即係向九龍灣呢邊。其實嗰個 relocation 將啲水流翻入去睇得明佢，會唔會幫到整個水質嘅流動性咧？咁多謝主席。
李生啊，阿林生就你睇到我哋共建迷宮委員會嘅委員咧，係非常之讚賞你呢一份呢、這個 project 嘅，同埋亦都好詳細咁樣提出咗一啲問題。咁或者你睇睇點樣組織你嗰個綜合嘅回覆好嗎？
多謝主席。
First of all, may I say, like to express my thanks to all the members' appreciation on our presentation here. I try to answer the questions maybe one by one. The first one I would like to respond is about the business model. Actually, going back to year 2002, EMSD has conducted a consultancy study, and in that study, it has already taken into account of the possible development of the individual phases in the kind of development. And assuming that the development will be, starting from year 2000, and at that time is year 2012, and then, with the completion date around 2021, that is to say the development about 20 years, and, taking into account of the cost of the electricity in providing air conditioning to individual buildings by means of a conventional traditional water cool air conditioning using evaporative water towers. The consultancy study concluded that the project is financially viable for a break-even period of about 27 years. And based on the operating life cycle of the normal air conditioning plant. I mean, this normal industrial air conditioning plant is more or less an industrialized one. It's not as the residential type of air conditionings. So the operating life of the system is expected to be 30 years. So it is well within the investment cycle. So that is from a business model point of view, it is still feasible. And the government is intended to develop the DCS by means of a outsourced to private contractor. We intend to adopt a design, build, operate contract approach. And the reason why we propose to adopt a design, build, operate approach because is that the product development has to be developed in phases. And we all know that in the product development, there will be early project developments. Say, for example, in the North Apon area, some of the residential domestic buildings, like the housing development, which they have the commercial sectors. And of course, in the southern part of the runway, the government has recently announced that there's also intention to build a cruise terminal in year 2013. So because of that, actually because of the development is in phases, so therefore we will need to have a contractor who will, say, construct the plant to enable the first operation first. And at the same time, it will continue to implement, to develop the system, to match the overall development plan of the product development areas. So that's why also some member mentioned about the location of the plant rooms. So because of the development, the pattern, I say this Lofton portion comprises of the domestic housing, which have commercial portions, and also there will be some government facilities, for example, the future Kaida government office. So actually this is a quite a large load center. And of course, at the runway tip, there's also hotel developments, residential developments, and also cruise terminals, and the tourism nooks here. So actually the loading for the non-residential buildings will more or less concentrate on two parts. There's only on the northern part and the south part. So in order to have an energy efficient design, so therefore the plant room should preferably be located in the center of the low centers. So that's why from the concern study, we conclude that these two places, one is the near to our EMSD headquarters buildings in the Kowloon Bay, and the other one will be better off in the central part of the middle of the runway. So from energy distribution point of view, these two locations will serve a very good location for the whole development. Another point is about the redundancy and also the underground. Yes, correctly, developing underground structure is not so easy. It's not so simple. And because of that, we have built in some, we have also carried out redundancy and reliability studies in the consultancy report. And actually, the pipe routes will be running in what we say is a dual loop. That is to say, for instance, if due to whatever reasons, maybe a mishap caused by future construction contractors, they might damage the well-protected water pipes. So under that kind of thing, first of all, the water may leak out as a minimum, as a minor injury to the pipes. Water will leak out. Of course, this kind of water leak out will cause efficiency deterioration. However, from an engineering point of view, there will no need for an immediate shutdown so that the contractor can locate the fault position and then have the pipeworks be repaired maybe during night time so that the surface provided to the buildings will not be disrupted. And if there is an accident, say for example, the whole water pipe is being swept out, so that by simple operation, by switching of the valves, so that the water supply can be restored within several hours. So the because of the thermal loading of the thermal initial of the buildings, for a building with air conditioning chill water is temporarily suspended for 1 or 2 hours, then the indoor temperature may not be increases to an unacceptable degree. So that I think the the future DCS operator has sufficient able time to cater for this kind of mishap. So, and also we have built in some redundant, as we said, redundant parts here. Say, for example, we adopt a, so what we call in engineering terms of N plus 2 redundancy level. Say, suppose if the number of chillers is 10, then we'll build in additional 2 as a standby to cater for the equipment maintenance requirements and also unburdened failure cases. So we estimate that the reliability of the supply can be as good as the common utility, public utilities like the town gas, like the electrical companies found in Hong Kong. That is our design aim. And of course, there might be future technology advancement in the engineering field, as always are. And that's why in the design, build, operate contract, we have required the future contractor, we intend to do so, to have the plant be installed in phases in accordance with the development program of the building. That is to say, we require if the building be completed earlier, then the loading increases, then we of course ask the contractor to build in, to put up their plant earlier. If for whatever reason, the development program slows down, then we will ask the contractor not to install the equipment too early, so that we can make use of the technology advancement opportunity, so that the contractor can put in the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment. We do not intend to put in, say, machines which will be used for 20 years later. That will not be acceptable by us also. And also regarding the business modeling, from our study, from the overall, we have all along been coordinating with CDD and other government departments in the overall development of the DCS scheme. And actually the location of the pine rooms, the DCS private routings, we have been constantly liaising with CDD and their consultants in determining the exact routings so that there should be no conflict in implementing the DCS. And because of the estimation of the development phasing, we estimate that the total loading, total capacity of this DCS plant, we estimate it at 284 megawatt. That is the equivalent air conditioning loading. And because of the development mix here, and because the government premises development in the in that KTD is already nearly up to 50%, so it is very confident that if we can, say, secure the other private non-residential developments by more than 50%, by additional 50%, that this will say, if 65% of the women there will subscribe to DCS services, then our projects will be financially self-sustainable. And the reason why, of course, that will depend on the number of subscribers. If the number of subscribers are more, then of course the government investment in that have earlier say period of recovering is investment. And anyhow, because talking also about the tariff, we are pitching at a tariff connection is not more than the cost of generating individual air conditionings by their traditional water cooled air conditioning system. So commercially speaking, our tariff charging would be more advantageous if they opt not to use the DCS service. Hmm? about the service tunnel. I don't know whether say Mr. Mack of the CDD can help me in answering this.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, there are two questions that I need to supplement. The first is about the outfall position. A member asked whether the outfall can be located within KTAC so that it will help the improving the water quality. You may know that the discharge water from DCS is actually a bit, the temperature is a bit higher than the seawater. And so we need a very big water body to cool it down. So we need to discharge it into the open water. That's the major consideration. We cannot discharge it in the KTAC, otherwise it will not be environmentally acceptable because of the high temperature. And whether we need a utility tunnel, actually Highways Department has carried out a study on the utility tunnel. And they found that some of the utility cannot be mixed together, like the gas mains, the water mains, and the electricity cables. So in the case of the DCS, it will need an individual tunnel for itself. So I understand the EMSD in their design, they do not need such a utility tunnel for its own installation.
主席啊，或者我想再補充一下啦嚇。咁啊，呢、這個頭先嗰個多謝另外阿 Doctor 郭嗰個意見啦嚇、啊，關於嗰、那個我哋嗰、那個入口啊嗰啲 street furniture 嗰個外觀嘅形狀嘅嚇。咁啊呢、這個正如林生頭先介紹咧，就呢個係一個大致上一個係粗略嗰個簡介嘅啫。咁到後尾呢即係落實一個設計，因為我哋嗰個工程呢交由一個所謂叫做設計營運嗰、那個嗰、那個承辦商去做啦。當然呢個意見我都一定會係會記錄起處嘅，就要求我哋嗰個承辦商呢就要去睇睇呢個問題。即係喺我哋嗰、那個招標嗰、那個準備嘅招標嗰度呢，我哋會要求呢嗰、那個承辦商呢會請一啲咁嘅建築師，咁同埋亦都要求佢請一個園藝嘅建築師。咁我哋要求佢定咧喺呢個最後嗰個設計嗰度咧考慮呢啲問題嚇。咁、一個雕塑咧，其實上嚟講咧係一個很好好嘅意見嚟嘅。咁呢、這個尖沙咀個海濱長廊亦都好多呢、這個嗰、那個嗰、那個雕塑喺處噶啦嚇。咁 另外咧就話太陽能嗰啲嗰度，咁呢個係當然有幫助嘅，因為我亦都記得咧就喺呢個公務科喺2005年嘅通告咧，都要求我哋政府部門咧，盡量採用呢、這個節能啊，或者係其他啲太陽能嗰個裝置嘅。咁我哋亦都會寫起嗰、那個詳細嘅招標文件嗰度嚇，睇、下我哋可以嗰度做得幾多，我哋會盡量嗰度會跟進去做啊。咁另外就係頭先阿劉生亦都問到咧，係點樣落實嚇？即、係我哋呢個仕途就咁好啦。咁點樣落實呢？咁我哋當然呢個一定咧會及其他政府部門咧就會去呢個一路緊密合作噶啦嚇。咁因為呢個係我哋呢個工程咧就係、是、我哋會行頭先。咁我哋做完咧就會交翻嗰個路面出嚟咧，就俾翻呢個建築署咧就會去設計嗰個最後佢哋公園嗰個設計啦。咁當然喺我哋嗰、那個大家做嘅時候咧，我哋會有定期，我哋已經有一個定期嘅會議噶啦，就同 CDD 啊，同埋其他啲部門咧有定期一個設計上嘅會議，係會跟進啲嘢噶啦，已經。咁關於嗰、那個綠化嘅問題咧，其實上我哋一個仕途嚟嘅嚇。咁當然啦，至於另外一個 comment 咧，就話嗰個咁嘅抽氣口咧，出入口咧。就係有機會咧，有機會一部分咧係出風口嚟嘅，一部分咧係索風口。咁當然出風口一定我哋靠啲咁嘅風扇咧，就愛嚟通風嘅。咁呢個我哋一定會嗰、那個設計嗰度一定我哋會關注到嗰個噪音問題嘅。咁因為呢個係噪音呢個指數咧，亦都係環保署係一個法例嘅要求嘅，我哋都唔可以太過直頭唔可以犯法啦，政府嚇我哋都。咁、我哋設計到呢，所以睇得到呢，我哋有一個大細呀，同埋一個呢，我哋有一個最少嘅要求。咁至於話可唔可以四方嘅，其實上係可以係圓形嘅，唔一定係四方嘅。咁其實上有啲公園呢，就係、設計到呢，係一張一張凳嚟嘅。
咁甚至乎咧啲人咧可以坐上嗰張凳度，咁佢坐喺下面咧就後面嗰度就會噴風。咁當然呢個咧就好多時咧就睇翻成個整體一個公園嘅設計點樣嚇。咁所以會唔會上面種花咧咁樣嚇？咁亦都可以睇睇嘅嚇。咁其實上咧就另外有位議員提到咧就話嗰個泵房咧上面咧嗰個屋頂啊，究竟可唔可以捱得住啊咁樣嚇？咁我哋嗰個顧問提醒我咧就話我哋個設計上面咧嗰個地底泵房上面咧，我哋可以大致上可以承重咧就有三米高嘅泥，我哋預咗三米高嘅鬆泥。咁當然呢一個咧就我大膽講句咧，就呢啲咁嘅地底泵房咧，就唔係第一個建噶啦。我自己個人做嘅工程咧，喺呢個尖沙咀百年紀念公園咧，其實上咧就嗰度下邊都有個好大嘅泵房嘅，喺個噴水池隔離嗰度。咁啊都係除咗消防車。可能幾十噸就過唔到啦，咁其實上我啲所謂叫做exclusion zone 啊，就係因為可能就係嗰個問題嘅啫，咁其他應該我哋就設計上我相信就應該唔係一個問題嚟嘅，咁對於嗰個環境嗰個影響咧，咁我哋喺嗰個環評，我哋個顧問亦都係做咗個環評報告嘅。咁亦都話麥先生提先講到咧，就話嗰個海水咧，因為個數量嘅問題啦，未必可以去排落去個明渠度啦。咁但係我哋顧問做咗嗰個環境嗰個評估咧，嗰個海水出嚟嗰個咧，經過呢個海水泵房冷卻呢機器用嘅時候咧，佢嘅温度係有少少提高嘅。咁最高咧都唔會提高超過6度水。但係相對呢一個咁嘅咁大嘅海面嘅時候咧，咁我哋嘅設計咧發覺到咧就話喺一個好短嘅距離，大約係離開30至60米嗰個範圍內啦。咁呢個範圍咧就要睇係究竟係天冷同天熱啦嚇。咁但係最壞嘅情況之下咧，喺60米外咧嗰個海水嘅温度咧已經跌到咧係唔會相差係超過半度嘅嚇。咁所以海水方面嚟講咧。那個環境嗰個咧係唔會影響到而家維港嗰個水質嗰個要求嘅嚇。咁另外當然啦，噪音啊，我哋有機器就已經係噪音噶啦嚇。咁但係我哋嗰啲泵房咧地下啦，同埋呢一個北邊嘅泵房咧，亦都大部分機器喺地下嚟嘅。咁至於咁樣嘅情況咧，我哋咧就可能夠集中咧就處理嗰個噪音啊、震盪嘅問題。咁所以呢個其實上。呢、這個都係一個區域功能系統一個好處。如果我哋冇咗呢個區域功能系統嘅時候咧，咁好可能咧，將來嘅大廈咧，就佢哋自己咧，一係咧，佢哋喺天台度就裝佢哋自己嘅水塔，或者咧唔喺天台度咧，就喺佢哋大廈入邊嘅自己嘅機房咧，由下邊可能地面二樓啊，或者甚至乎地底啊，亦都裝佢哋 individual 嗰個嘅機器嘅。咁亦都係對呢個環境咧有一定嘅影響嘅。咁只不過我哋而家用呢個方法咧，因為我哋呢個區域功能系統啊，有個協同效應啊，最主要有個協同效應。因為佢哋啲大廈咧係可能嗰個用途每一個唔一樣啊。咁我哋嗰個冷氣嗰個裝機嗰個容量咧，其實上咧係比加加埋埋咧係比每一座大廈嗰個數學相加嗰個數咧係為少嘅。咁亦都係能夠佢哋嘅影響，亦都係我哋係集中咗，所以咧佢嗰噪音啊，任何環境嘅影響嘅問題咧，唔會冇，但係咧就我哋可以集中咧處理，亦能夠咧都得定咧就係符合我哋而家，甚至乎好過我哋而家嘅法例最低嘅要求嘅啊。我哋齊身嘅。或者主席，我諗我嘅回應係咁樣，係咁多先嚇，多謝你啊。
有冇邊位委員覺得自己問題未被答覆啊？你係想 follow up 定啊？follow up，OK，阿 Wing first and then Paul。
其實我頭先係問漏咗一個問題，就其實Nick呢都有提過咧，其實即係喺嗰個建築嘅階段咧，可唔可以盡早讓市民享用一啲臨時嘅設施咁樣？即係譬如舉個例子，即係臨時嘅海濱長廊，唔知道你哋呢個工程咧，會唔會係促進咗或者係妨礙咗一啲即係盡早落成嘅臨時海濱長廊嘅提供咧咁樣？
Paul, please.
Chairman, I'm a bit concerned now about this huge machine room. We have on one side of the Kitech runway, we have a highway to support the traffic for the cruise terminal, and on the other side, we have a road which also supports the cruise terminal, and now we're going to use the center for this machine room.Which concentrates all the machine activity into one area, which is a good advantage, but we still have fans and vibrations. We cannot build on top of it. We cannot even put a fire truck on top of it, because it doesn't, has a load bearing for a fire truck, so we can't run it, we use this pedestrian street for an EVA. LCSD has says no concern, because they don't have a plan for it yet. So,I don't know whether we should be so happy with this proposal today. I'm a bit concerned. I feel uncomfortable to say that this is a great proposal. And as far as my question of exclusion zones at all the various entrances, they've not been answered. And if it's going to be design, build, operate, I'm sure that the potential, that whoever's going to be the commercial operator will have his own requirements on top of it.So we have an estimate of potential impact, but we have no idea what the real impact is going to be until we have the operator who is going to pay the money for this whole thing to say what he really, really wants. So I'm not so sure that we're so happy with this location, Chairman. I would suggest to stick it under the cruise terminal platform or under the highway, but I would not put it under the pedestrian boulevard, which is supposed to be the most fantastic boulevard in Hong Kong that's going to draw people to come there.From all over Hong Kong to visit Kai Tak and spend enough money to finance and to make this development, this cruise node or this tourist node at the end of the runway, make it all work. So I'm not sure that this is a very happy location. I oppose it.
Okay, 我請一位看下回應一下呢兩個。意見或者提問，好嗎
？Thank you, Chairman. I would like to try to answer the questions raised about the location of the underground terminal. From my understanding, that the Southern Chiltern Pine Room is actually situated in the area shown as open space, and actually say.Apart from the development of the future partition machines, it is already intended to be an open space. So we only intended to say to occupy the underground of the open space to make use as a pine room. So that actually, in my personal thinking, is that we are utilizing the usage to the real maximum.Because after our construction, say on top of the pine room, say the citizens of Hong Kong still can enjoy the usage of the open space, either as a recreation garden or say as a really as an open space, we can do a walking, other leisure activities over there. Yeah.
Chairman, maybe I wish to supplement. If I understand correctly, Mr. Lee tell us that in one of his past projects, there were some restrictions on the use of firefighting machines, but doesn't mean that this project cannot be designed for firefighting machines. I hope that can be clarified.
Thank you, Mr. Matt.
Your friend, Alvin, 那個問題答咗
Mr. Chairman, I would like to try to answer one of the questions raised. which is regard the construction stage. During the construction stage, I think we'll proceed with our construction of the underground plan, and of course there will be some restriction to about the area near the construction site. Of course, we will try to cope with the whole development schedule of the Kaitak development to suit the implementation development schedule. And regarding the there may be some of course there may be some permanent development or permanent area over the one way. Of course, the same. We also need to suit the development schedule of the promenade area. Yes. Thank you.
主席，我想回應Dr. 郭嗰個提問嚇。Dr. 郭頭先提問到咧，可唔可以個海濱長廊嗰度提早俾公眾用咧嚇？咁我哋嗰個計劃咧就係計劃喺2010年就準備呢個施工啦。咁啊，至到呢個2012年咧，我哋就嗰個南邊嗰個呢個公眼站咧，就應該係全筆嘅啦嚇。咁至於喺呢段時間嚟講咧，當然啦，我哋就係用咗我哋過嚟做呢個地盤嘅施工嗰個範圍啦。咁我哋施工完之後咧，就會交翻出嚟，就俾呢個其他政府部門咧，就會去繼續去施工嘅嚇。咁所以咧，要你呢個問題要睇睇，我哋翻去要同佢哋其他部門嘅研究一下。看看個時間上怎樣配合，我不知道可不可以回答那些問題。
所以我想澄清一點，即我提不是說即 permanent 將來，而是在過渡期，即所謂一些臨時的設施，即 permanent 是其中一個可能性，可能有其他的可能性，即是那個臨時的 access 那個問題。
我們會和其他部門研究一下那個時間性的配合怎樣。謝謝
Jimmy， 然後到你好嗎？
剛才頭先我好擔心咧，就係個 runway thoroughfare 裏邊咧，究竟係咪可以俾 EVA 用得到？咁頭先答咗啦，係可以。咁啊，呢個其實最緊要係我哋講到就係以後唯一會落嚟個通道，咁呢個最擔心嘅。咁啊，第二個問題咧就係我記得咧，我哋喺即係有啲第一次嘅工程咧，香港做咧，我哋唔係即係擔心個技術係做唔到。咁其實有好多情況下都需要，好似 HAS 咧有啲新嘅一啲即係處理系統咧，咁啲系統係未做過嘅話咧，咁你的而且確咧喺技術上邊咧，係希望有一個即係 power run， 咁啊由即係技術部門啦 ，ESD 就自己去睇一睇喺邊啲地方咧，實際用得到，咁咪會放心，因為我哋睇得到呢個第一次用，究竟係咪真係好成功嘅咧？咁我諗我哋需要咧好即係信賴我哋嘅即係政府嘅技術部門咧，去考核究竟邊啲即係喺 successful 嘅 case 咧係能夠 proven 喺而家呢度咧，我哋。不需要擔心突然間有些 shut down， 因為第時整個 system shut down 了的話，實際上是一個很嚴重的問題的。我相信即在這裡，因為我們 HEC 就不是個職權範圍，不是稱別一樣東西，我是說的就是這個 EVA 的問題。謝謝主席。
多謝主席。我剛才聽到阿波所說，我都有我想同阿波的 concern，但不過呢，我想現在去 AMS 未到這個 detail design， 其實很多將來可能但是將來的 contractor 去做那些的 restrict 那些的 design requirement 未必清楚，反而呢其實即我有可能兩個建議啦。第一個建議，會不會 design 是由政府去做，可能呢可以在個對於我們海濱長廊啊，在維港上在那個 Harbour Front 那個 area 呢，我對我們那些的要求呢會清楚一點，會做得好一點。第二呢，或者如果真的將來 procurement method 呢是一個 design and build operate 的話呢，會不會 EMSD 咧會可能有翻多少少 restriction 咧 requirement 咧俾翻將來 contractor， 咁變咗咧我哋喺呢個委員會嘅要求咧都會受到重視。點解？
請阿李生回應一下，喂，林生。
呢個可以做到嘅呢、這個嚇。咁頭先啊，另外啊，郭生提到嗰、那個。 多謝你，我哋會記住嗰啲就係話可以 allow 翻個 EVA 個 access 嘅。咁另外關於技術上嘅問題，我想補充一下啫，可能起到通血係咩？其實上咧呢、這個所謂區域功能咧，雖然話似乎喺香港係第一個啫，但係技術上嚟講咧，就香港其實上有類似嘅嘢已經做咗㗎啦。咁我可以舉個例咧，就係話屯門嗰個法院啊，同埋屯門嗰個政府合署咧。咁佢哋類似係咁樣嘅，佢一個海水泵房咧，唔係喺附近嘅，而係喺出邊一個三聖村嗰個老鼠洲度嘅。咁亦都係一個經過一個公路上邊嘅海水供應俾佢哋冷卻嘅。咁其實上有小型嘅煙斗嘅，不過咁大型嘅咧，同埋呢個係一個收費有涉及到收費嘅咧，喺香港嚟講係第一次嘅啫。唔該曬。
未行。
多謝主席，其實我剛剛就是想問這個問題，因為牽涉到收費呢，那我們即其實都有很多經驗，譬如西隧這樣很貴呢，那很少人用，那變了呢就即起了之後又不是很能夠疏導到即交通，那剛才我聽到你說那個 DCS 呢其實就是很好的那個想法，因為會即係減低嗰、那個即係二氧化碳嘅排放啦，咁係對於嗰個環境會有好處。但係如果做咗出嚟又唔即係而家就唔知道會點樣控制嗰個收費啊？咁如果啲人覺得貴唔參加，咁於是個個又用翻傳統嗰種冷氣機，咁又可以用噶嘛？係咪？即係唔係禁止佢哋噶嘛？咁變咗用即係咁大工程做咗出嚟，咁可能啲人又唔用嘅時候，咁我哋點樣可以去？即係令到啲人係會使用呢一個咁比較環保嘅系統，而呢個系統亦都係相對地咧係嗰收費係合理咧。咁我呢個可能唔關 TC 事，不過我有興趣知道。咁另外咧，頭先阿 Paul 就提咗話即係喺嗰個我都明白，即係點解想用呢、這、一個即係公共空間嚟到去做呢一個嘅設施啦。咁但係頭先佢提咗有其他啲地方可唔可以塞佢落去環掂嗰度都係。即係啲比較厭惡性嘅用途，或者即係塞咗落去唔係好覺，就好過擺喺個空，即係嗰個公共空間。咁我唔知道有冇都做過呢方面嘅研究，定係話係做過曬㗎啦。咁呢一個地方係最適合做呢一個設施咁。
多謝多東五啊！咁呢個係一個收費一個咧，我哋就係機電署同埋呢個環境局咧。就亦都成立咗一個另外一個工作小組嘅嚇，就會另外再呢、這個會揾顧問公司咧，就再去深入探討呢個收費呢個機制呢個問題。咁但係喺政府嚟講咧，喺呢個啟德發展區入邊咧，所有政府嘅發展嘅嘅物業咧，例如政府辦公樓啊、醫院啊、學校啊。佢哋都會係採用呢一個咁嘅區域功能嗰個系統嘅嚇，咁變咗咧呢個嚟講咧已經係對一個環境嗰、那個嗰、那個保護啊、節能減排嘅一個幫助啦。咁至於喺商界嗰方面咧，我哋亦都咧同啲同啲商界嗰啲朋友啊，亦都係有傾過偈嘅嚇。咁亦都咧就我哋會繼續同佢哋，當呢個計劃係得過立法局最後批准。最後提升甲項工程之後咧，我哋會再同佢哋咧係進行一連串嘅推廣啊，同埋呢個lobby 佢哋，就希望佢哋都參加呢個咁嘅我哋嘅環保計劃嘅嚇。咁呢個因為我頭先提過咧，我哋只要再攞多15%嘅使用率咧，就應該係可以呢、這個係 cost recovery 嘅。咁因為這個來說呢個嚟講咧，真係。我哋都好有信心，因為佢嗰、那個收費咧係會低過佢哋各自大廈自己去安裝冷氣機嗰個費用嘅嚇、啊，所以呢個我哋係都有信心嘅呢、這個。多謝曬。
就好多謝三位今日抽時間同我哋做呢個詳盡嘅介紹。咁你睇到呢就我哋委員會呢就對呢個問題都係非常之關心，同埋對你嗰個設計呀、構思呀、整個方案都係非常之讚賞。咁再一次多謝李生、林生同埋劉生今日出席我哋CC會，多謝。
多謝曬主席，多謝曬咁多位委員。